Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because again, today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. So I'm going to go over, I'm going to finish up the whole week with the fact that you're justified by faith. And it's kind of led up to this verse in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Because again, Christ died for you. The place of the propitiation, the place, the actual act where all this changed was when Jesus Christ's blood spilled. And we were covered. You are covered the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ because of God and His grace. And it's not based on your acts. Chapter 5, verse 1 of Romans. Therefore, being set forth as righteous out from faith, we have peace with God through the dividing line is through our Lord Jesus Christ. This says you have peace with God. Do you believe you have peace? Do you believe that you have that peace between you and God where you're justified by faith? This is what it says about us. This is what you got to believe. Verse 2, by whom we also have obtained access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have received this access to God being reconnected. That's where that's the spoken word of the reconnection, his inner thoughts towards the reconnection we have through faith, through believing. Verse 3, and not only so, but we rejoice also in tribulation, knowing that tribulation, it worketh patience. It affects your patient enduring. Once you start to understand that it's not by acts and it's through faith, during the times of tribulation, you'll learn to have patience. And patience, experience. Once you've dealt with patience and once you've learned to endure during a hard time, you have the experience in that. Knowing that it's not about your acts, it's about your relationship with God. Knowing that it's not about the things that you do day to day to day to day that makes you righteous. The outcome isn't because of your acts. It's because God sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. So when you're going through a hard time, it might be just to find God. It might be just to stick to God. Maybe you need to reconnect with God. Maybe you've forgotten God a little bit in your life. That's okay. That's life. That's the things that's what happens in life. Again, and not only so, we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation, it affects your patient enduring. And patience, the state of being tried or experienced, and experience hope. You have to live life knowing and trusting that God's going to take care of you. Trusting in what's going on around you, that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. You got to learn to dwell in a state where you just believe God. You've experienced God. You know that He's here, that He's there. And what that does, it starts to cause you to hope, to have the expectation of future good in all situations, knowing that He's going to take care of it. Like right now, we're in the middle of suing somebody. You think I want to sue somebody? No. But it's part of it, man. And if I wake up thinking about, oh, I got to do this. That's not what God wants for you. I wake up, I think about it, I pray about the situation, close the door, open the door, be done with it. I'm done with it. Because my expectation, no matter what happens, is going to be good. Because it's God that's behind me. It's God that's working with me. You got to get to the point in your life where you believe and stand on the righteousness of who you are, the hope, the expectation that God's going to take care of you, knowing all these verses and filling your mind with them when you start to falter, when you start to falter. But you're not upright by your acts. And if you're living your life through that prism, through the prism of your mind, like, I'm not doing good, I'm not going to receive benefit. It's just inaccurate. God's going to move you and change you and work that cause that grief to change you and to live your life in a better way. But you're not being judged by it. You're not being hammered by it. Finally, verse 5, and hope, that expectation of future good, will never cause you shame because the love of God, and again, God is love. And what does God, what does love do? It removes that fear. It removes fear because fear has torment. Again, biblical. And the hope, that expectation of future good will never cause you shame because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which God hath given us. It's not he put on us. It's not that sometime we'll receive it. God hath given you that power from on high now. And it doesn't say anything about acts to get it. You have it right now through faith. We have all things is the point. We have all things in life. And all these things that God's given us, you just got to tap into. And all you have to do is put this stuff in your mind. And love God and trust him and pray. It's a glorious administration we're living in. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. It's not biblical. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, when the four corners, I want to hear it.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for the blessings. And I just, again, thank you for your word and the things that you constantly do and do for us. I pray again for, my brother and that the weird thing going on with his eyesight. I ask you to take care of that. I pray for my sister and, her sickness and the people around us that are sick. I just pray that you take care of them. And again, I just thank you for the moments of my life and the things that you've given me. I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.